Stories of the prophets, peace be upon them. God's prayers are followed by peace. For the best of all creation. The people of Asmon are of high status. The story of Jesus, peace be upon him. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad. And upon all his family and companions. And then God Almighty said. God favored Adam, Noah, and the family of Abraham. And the family of Abraham and the family of Imran over the worlds. See each other. And God is all-hearing, all-knowing. Ibn Kathir said. God Almighty tells us that he chose these houses over the rest of the people of God. So Adam, peace be upon him, lined up. He created it with his own hand and breathed into it his spirit. And angels prostrate to him. And teach him the names of everything. And grant him paradise. Then take it down from it. Because of his wisdom in that. Noah, peace be upon him, lined up. And make him the first messenger to the people of the earth. Why did people worship idols? And associate people with God's religion unless he has sent down any authority for it. And I avenged him when he spent a long time among his people. He calls them to God day and night. Secretly and openly. This only increased their flight. So he called against them. So God drowned them all. None of them were saved except those who followed him in his religion with which God sent him. Ibrahim's family lined up. Among them is the master of mankind and the seal of the prophets ever. Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace. Al-Imran lined up. What is meant by Imran is this. He is the father of Maryam bint Imran. Mother of Is bin Maryam, peace be upon them. He finished his words. In the time of the prophet of God Zechariah, peace be upon him. There was a man among his followers called Imran bin Natham. This was Imran, the author of the prayer of the children of Israel in his time. He was known for righteousness, worship, and goodness. Until his status became great among the children of Israel. He agreed to marry Zechariah and Imran, peace be upon them, two sisters. Al-Shai'a was the daughter of Kafuda. M. Yehia. With Zechariah, peace be upon him. Hannah was the daughter of Kafuda. M. Maryam. With Imran, peace be upon him. Hannah was a good and kind wife. Pure, good, pious, and loyal. Obedient to her husband and obedient to her Lord. God had withheld the children from her until she became old. They were people of God's household in a place. While she was in the shade of a tree, I saw a bird feeding its chick. So she moved herself to the boy. So she prayed to God to give her a son. She said, O God, you have mercy on me if you give me a son. To donate it to Jerusalem. He will be one of his servants and servants. So God answered her prayer. When she became pregnant, she was extremely happy. She said, O Lord, I have vowed to you what is in my belly. Editor for the service of your holy house. Sincerely to worship you. Devoted to obey you. So accept this sincere vow from me. This vow was binding in their law. He was their editor. He remains in the church serving it. He continues to reside there until he reaches the dream. Then he has a choice. If he likes, he goes wherever he wants. If he wishes, he can stay in the church and serve it. Only the boys were freed. The slave girl is not fit to serve Jerusalem. Because of the menstruation and harm that befalls her. Hinnah was Imran's wife. She hopes that what is in her stomach is a male. To fulfill her vow. When she gave birth, he became pregnant. So the baby was a female. So he fell into her hand. She said brokenly, My Lord, I gave birth to her as a female. And her Lord knows best what she has put in place. He is the destined and the most powerful. Then she said as a way of regret, sadness, and apology. The male is not like the female. That is, in the service of the church and the servants in it. Her shamelessness and weakness. And what she experiences from menstruation and postpartum. Oh my Lord, I named her Mary. And Mary in their language. That is, the worshipper and the maid. I will return her and reward her and her children with you. From the accursed devil. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may God be pleased with him, he said. The messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. No baby is born. Unless Satan touches him when he is born. He starts screaming because he touched him. Except for Maryam and her son. Then Abu Huraira said. Read if you want. I will restore her and her descendants with you. From the accursed devil. May God accept the vow of a righteous woman. Hannah with good acceptance. Read, Mary was born well. He was kind to the hearts of the righteous among his servants. And he made her sponsorship to Zechariah, peace be upon him. This is because her father is Imran. He died while she was in her mother's womb. So her mother brought her to Jerusalem. So she placed it at the rabbis and told them. Without you this warning. They said, this is the daughter of our Imam Imran. During his life, he led them in prayer. They competed in it, all of them wanting to guarantee it. In honor of her father. And Zechariah, peace be upon him, said to them. Push it to me. I am more deserving of it than you. And her aunt is with me. They said no until we vote on it. So they went to a river. So they threw into it their pens with which they used to write the Torah. Zechariah's pen rose above the water. And their pens failed. So Zechariah, peace be upon him, took care of her. So he took her to her maternal aunt, Amyeya. Even when she grows old and reaches the age of women. We built a niche for her. Any room in the mosque. It can only be reached by peace. He brought her food, drink, and oil every day. Whenever Zechariah entered the sanctuary, he found livelihood there. Any fruit other than its season. He finds summer fruits in winter. And winter fruits in summer. He asks her and says, Oh Mary, where did you get this food? So she says, It is from God. God provides for whomever he wills without reckoning. God Almighty said, When the woman of Imran said, Lord, I have pledged to you what is in my stomach as a liberation. Edited, so accept it from me. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. When she placed it, she said, Lord, I put it as a female. God knows best what you have put in. Your male is not a female. And I named her Maryam. And I seek refuge in you. And her offspring are from the accursed Satan. So her Lord accepted her with good acceptance. And grow it a good plant. Zechariah sponsored her. Whenever Zechariah entered the sanctuary, he found livelihood there. He said, Oh Mary, I am yours for this. She said it is from God. God provides for whomever he wills without reckoning. One of the effects of God Almighty's care for Mary, peace be upon her. And its germination is a good plant. To send Gabriel, peace be upon him. He said to her, O Mary, God has chosen you. That is, he chose you and chose you to obey him. He accepted you to serve his house. And purify you from impurities and predestination. And from everything that is incompatible with good morals and good character. He chose you over the women of the worlds in your time. O Mary, sincere worship is for God alone. And keep it up. And more than prostrating to God. And from kneeling with those who kneel. Constant obedience and prayers will preserve blessings. And to increase man's closeness and love to his Creator, the Almighty. So Mary did God's commandment to her. She used to bathe every night. She gets up until her feet swell. He was an intense worshipper of Mary, peace be upon him. That she isolated herself from her family and moved away from them. She went alone to the east of the Holy Mosque. to worship God Almighty, and an increase in her isolation and isolation from people. She took a cover from them to protect her from them. One day, she was in that state. God sent Gabriel, peace be upon him. She resembles a beautiful human being. He has a full body shape, as the best human being. When she saw him entering her with permission, she feared him and thought he wanted her badly. She said, "I seek refuge in the Most Merciful from you if you are pious." With this statement, she has combined adherence to her Lord and his fear of God's punishment if his soul bequeaths evil to him. Her saying this also indicates that she has reached the highest levels of chastity and purity and avoids suspicion. She tells him this. She sees him as a beautiful, healthy human being in an empty place away from people. When Gabriel saw the horror and fear in her, he said to her, "I am only the messenger of your Lord to you. Do not be afraid or panic. He has sent me to you to give you, with his permission and power, a pure boy, pure from sins and transgressions, lots of goodness and blessings. His name is Isa." Mary, peace be upon her, was amazed at this. She said, "How can I have a boy? I am not married. I cannot imagine immorality." Gabriel, peace be upon him, said to her, answering what she asked, "God will create a boy from you. Even if you do not have a husband, there is nothing obscene on your part. For he is able to do what he wills, and to make him a sign for people according to his almighty power and his mercy to them, that this boy would become one of the prophets. It calls for the worship and monotheism of God Almighty. And learn, Mary. God has decided this matter. There is nothing wrong with it." Mary surrendered to God's judgment. Then Gabriel, peace be upon him, blew on the pocket of her armor. It is the neck opening of the garment. So Mary became pregnant with the boy, God Almighty willing. When she felt pregnant, he was fed up. She didn't know what to say to people. She knows that they will not believe what she tells them. When her pregnancy was complete and delivery was near, she was afraid of her people. "So I turned away from them. It moved far away until it reached the farthest part of the valley in Bethlehem, 8 miles from Jerusalem. The labor forced her to resort to the trunk of a palm tree. When the pain of childbirth hurt her, the pain of being alone from food and drink, her heart ached from what people said. She was afraid of her lack of patience. She wished she had died before this accident. It was forgotten and forgotten. Don't remember. These are difficult moments. Any woman who gives birth in a normal state experiences it. So what about Miriam, peace be upon him? She is in this difficult psychological state. And yet she is alone. She gives birth for the first time without any help. Gabriel, peace be upon him, was below her, in a place lower than its place. So he calmed her down. She stood firm. He told her, "Don't be sad, Mary." Then he hit the ground with his foot. A small river flowed beneath it. He told her, "Your Lord has placed a secret under you. A sweet river from which you can drink. Move the trunk of the palm tree towards you, and I will fall on you with fresh moisture. Edible, tender and delicious." It was said, "Nothing is better for postpartum bleeding than fresh water. There is nothing better for the sick than honey. So, Mary, eat of that fresh dates, and drink from that secret. Keep your eyes open and have a good soul. And throw away your belts. If you see any human being, he asked you about your son. So say, 'I have vowed a fast to the Most Merciful.' That is, silence. I will not talk to anyone today. He was among the children of Israel. Whoever wants to work hard. He fasted from speaking. He also fasts from food. He does not speak until the evening." God Almighty said, "And mention Mary in the book. She was estranged from her family. An eastern place. So it was taken without them. A veil. So we sent to her. Our soul. She represents a normal human being for her. She said, I seek refuge. By the most merciful of you. If you are pious. Enma said. I am the messenger of your Lord. To give you. A smart boy. She said that. I will have a boy. No human touched me. No human touched me. And I was not a prostitute. He said as well. Your Lord said, it is easy for me. And let us make him a sign for the people. And our mercy. It was a matter of fate. So she carried him and went away with him. A far place. Then she went into labor. To the trunk of the palm tree. She said, I wish I had. Die before this. And I was forgotten. He called her from below. Don't be sad. Your Lord has placed a secret under you. And shake to you. With the trunk of the palm tree. It falls on you. Fairly moist. Eat and drink. And soothe my eyes. Either you see. There is no human being. So tell me. So say that I made a vow. For the most merciful, fast. I will not speak to anyone today. Mary, peace be upon him, became pregnant. Her newborn in her hands. She brought it to her people. This is due to her knowledge. With her own innocence and purity. She came indifferent and unconcerned. When they saw her, they told her. O Mary. You've come to something free. That is, great and terrible. And they wanted to commit adultery. Far be it from that. They told her, blaming her. O sister of Aaron. She had a brother from her father. His name is Aaron. And they were smiling. In the names of the prophets. Aaron was her brother. The best man among the children of Israel. Be pious and worship him. They told her. O sister of Aaron. Your father was not an adulterer. Nor was your mother an adulteress. You are from a pure family. Known for his righteousness. So how can you bring us a son? Without a father. Miriam, peace be upon him, indicated. To her son, Jesus. And her tongue tells them. Direct your words to him. He will tell you. In fact. But they were not convinced. With her sign. Rather, they told her. How to talk to a young child. It is still in its infancy. And if he is breastfeeding. They considered her doing this. Harder on them. What they threw at her. From adultery. Then God spoke to Jesus. Peace be upon him when he was a boy. In the cradle. He said to them. I am a servant of God. This is the first word. Isa told her. Peace be upon him. Then he said. The book came to me. That is, he decided to give me. Gospel. And to make me a sentence. His honorable prophets. I invite people to worship him. Alone. And make me too. Besides my prophecy. Many blessings. Goodness and blessing. And zakat as long as you live. And make me so. Obedient to my mother. Righteous with it. It didn't make me arrogant. Arrogant and committed. For sins and disasters. Peace and security. From God Almighty. On the day he was born. And the day I die. Leaving this world. And the day I will be resurrected alive. For reckoning and punishment. On the day of resurrection. When Jesus spoke to them. Peace be upon him with this. They knew Miriam's innocence. Then Isai fell silent. Peace be upon him. He did not speak after that. Until he reached the term. In which he speaks. Boys. God Almighty said. So she brought it to her people. Bear it. They said, Mary. Something strange has come to me. O sister of Aaron. What was your father? A bad thing. And what was your mother? Prostitute. She pointed to him. They said, How do we talk? Who was in the cradle? A boy. He said that. Abdullah. He gave me the book. And he made me a prophet. And he made me blessed. Wherever you are. He advised me to pray. He advised me to pray. And zakat. As long as you live. And dura. With my mother. And he didn't make me mighty and wretched. And peace. On my day. I was born and the day I die. And the day I am sent. Alive. A delegation came from Nasser. Najran to the messenger of God. May God bless him and grant him peace. They said, What is yours? You insult our friend. They mean the prophet of God. Jesus, peace be upon him. He said what I say. He said. She says he is Abdullah. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. Yes. He is the servant of God and his messenger. And his word. He gave it to Mary. The virgin. They got angry and said. Have you ever seen a human? Without a father. If you are honest. Show us something similar. Then God Almighty revealed. Saying it. It is like Jesus. God sent down something like Adam. His creation. From dust. Then. He told him. Be and it will be. Right. From your Lord, so do not be. From the 2 meters. It is. Your need. There is someone in it. Some of what came to you. Of science. So say come. Say come. We invite our children. And your children. And our women. And your women. And our women. And your women. And ourselves. And yourselves. And ourselves. And yourselves. Then. We pray and we do. God damn it. On liars. This. Fun stories. Right. And there is no God. Except God. And God. Oh my dear. The wise one. If they turn away. For God. Knowing. With spoilers. The face of God Almighty. Nabi Muhammad. May God bless him and grant him peace. By saying. If the people of the book argue with you. Concerning Jesus. After I told you what it is. The truth is his command. So invite them to the Mubahala. And tell them. Come on, arguers. To something in which the truth is known. Of falsehood. It is to invite you and us. And we collect. All in one place. Then we pray. To God and pray to him. To make his curse. On those who lie in their claims. Deviance from. Right in their belief. And they said. O Abu al-Qasim, let us. Look into our matter. Then they consulted among themselves. And they said, I swear. O people of Christians. You knew that Muhammad. To a prophet sent. And he has brought you the chapter. From your friend's news. And you have learned. He did not curse the people of the prophet. Never, so he stayed. They are large and do not grow. Their little one and he. To eradicate you if you do. So they came to the prophet. May God bless him and grant him peace. They said, Father. Al-Qasim we have seen. We curse you. And we will leave you to your religion. We return to our religion. He did not curse them. May God bless him and grant him peace. And he approved them for a tax. They give it to him. For the rest of the talk. God willing. And God knows best. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May God bless and grant peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And upon his family and companions. Everyone. You were with the stories of the prophets.